producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Judy, on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
I find myself in an awkward situation, and I need an idea.
Okay.
Passover is coming up, and every year I do a Seder. Excuse me, I've got something upper respiratory. And there are two people in particular whom I would like to invite to the Seder. Mm-hmm. One of whom is an old family friend who has been to every one of my Seders for the last 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is a newer acquaintance.
Okay.
But he will not come if she comes. He doesn't like her and says that he will not come to any event at which she is a guest. How do I tell her that she can't come to my Seder when she wants to?
Oh, I tell him
can
he
I
couldn't come. No, I tell him he couldn't come. I do it the other way around. First of all, how many people are you inviting?
I don't have the exact count, but it's about a dozen.
Yeah, exactly. You can put them at other ends of the table. See, I think that's rewarding negative behavior, so it'll reinforce it. Is the man the one that's been coming for 50 years, or he's the new guy?
Yeah, the guy.
Well, listen, here's what I would do, and let me tell you what I would do, and then we can talk about why you don't want to do it. I would say to him, I can't imagine having a Seder without you here. You've been here for 50 years. I would love to have you. I would put you at the other end of the table. But as far as I'm concerned, a Seder is the coming together. It's the celebration of survival and how we survive together. And, you know, if you feel that strongly about it, I will miss you greatly. But I would love for you to come. Why don't you think about it? I can put you at the other end of the table. If you feel uncomfortable, you can leave. But I've already invited her. I can't really uninvite her. I would love to have you come. You can hang out with me at the other end. I will promise I will put you as far away from each other as you can be. But my whole thing, first of all, I can't uninvite somebody. And second, I certainly didn't know this, or I might have, I don't know what I would have done differently. But as far as I'm concerned, a Seder is kind of the coming together. And, you know, it's very much, the Ramadan, which I know has nothing to do with Seder, but Ramadan is the whole idea of inviting strangers in, that hospitality is
free larger, yeah.
Exactly. And so, and I think that this is, the idea that this is the time where we come together and celebrate our survival, the fact that we were outsiders and outsiders have to stick together to survive, and that we are not going to do that, us versus them, that it's a destructive thing to do, and I don't want it to happen at my table. So I would love for you to come. I will make it as comfortable for you as possible, but maybe this is the universe's way of giving you an opportunity to forgive, to do something particularly loving and wonderful. But I wouldn't uninvite someone. I as a hostess, because this happens all the time. It not only happens at Seders and Ramadan, Ramadan, it happens at birthday parties and bar mitzvahs and baptisms and weddings and birthday parties and anniversary parties. And I get asked a gazillion times, these people don't like each other. What do I do? And my response has uniformly been, as the hostess, your job is to invite whomever you want. Their job is to come or to not come. And the first time someone says to me, what are you serving? I say, I'm sure you wouldn't like it, because that's not the point. I'm not a restaurant. That if you're invited to my home, and you certainly don't have to eat the food that I provide, because you're not going to starve by missing one meal. I've had people who came to my house and didn't like what I had to drink, so they said, don't you have other liquor? And I said, you know, there's a bar downstairs. I mean, I just won't put up with that kind of crap. As far as I'm concerned, when I invite you, it's because I want you to come and share an experience with me. If you'd like to do that, that's wonderful. If you don't want to do it, that's okay too. But don't start telling me who I'm going to invite or what I'm going to serve or what I'm going to serve to drink or the time of day that it should be or anything else. You are my guest. I will make you feel as comfortable as possible. But your only response is yes, thank you, or no, thank you. That's it. And I just won't tolerate anything else and never have.
Yeah.
Because it takes all the worry out of it for you. You don't have to worry about refereeing or who you like best or how you're going to get over your cold. You know, all you have to do is sort of provide what you're going to provide, and people are welcome to come or they're welcome to opt out.
Yeah, okay. I follow you.
The other thing you can do, which I think an awful lot of people do, my understanding is that you can have a first night Seder and a second night Seder.
I know, but Seder is on Good Friday night.
Yeah, no, I know.
And then 2 days later, we go over to his house for Easter Sunday dinner.
Well, but I would explain
to him. We don't need 3 meals in a row.
I would just say I would do this face to face. I would take him out for, obviously if you get close enough to commute back and forth for meals. So take him out and say, listen, I love you. I know you're my favorite person. Didn't know this going in, but I would hate to do it without you. But I'll put you at opposite the table. But I can't uninvite somebody.
Okay, that might work.
If it doesn't, I mean, look, people aren't allowed to do that. They're not allowed to set your guest list or your menu or your decor.
Mm.
They're not. That they are allowed to say, yes, I would love to come, or, gee, I'm sorry, I can't come. That's it. End of story.
The first time in 50 years that he hasn't.
Well, but hopefully he will. Hopefully he won't be a prima donna. And, he's playing a high school game of who do you love best. We don't play those games once we're in. That's why junior high school lasts such a small amount of time. It's just icky.
Mm.
It doesn't bring out the best in anybody. So give him a hug. Tell him how much you admire him, how much you look forward to him, how much you look forward to him being at the Seder, and you'll put him at the end of the table.
Okay, you gotta, thank you for that.
I mean, if we're four people or three people, then you got another problem. I'd still say basically it's the same. It's just a little more difficult. You've got a dozen people. He can get lost. He can come late and leave early. He can leave if it's uncomfortable, but you'd love for him to come.
I do hope he decides to come.
I do, too, for all sorts of reasons.
Yeah, very definitely.
All right,
okay,
I hope you feel better.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Again, you're going to get into much more trouble when you sort of have to begin negotiating who gets to come and who doesn't come at your party. Invite whomever you want to, and understand that their only job is to arrive and be charming or not arrive. I suppose there are people who arrive and are not charming, but we don't issue them second invitations. Alrighty, 855-99. See, we worked this out. So she did answer the question for us, because my question was Good Friday, because we figured it out. I counted out the number of days, and I know that Saturday, March or April 4th, is the first day of Passover, but holidays usually start the night before. So, in fact, Good Friday is the first night of Passover. And, in fact, Good Friday was the Seder, so that's pretty cool. Did that happen last year? It's happened at some point, because I vaguely remember it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there we go. 855-99 Dr. Joy. All right, I thought one of the things we talk about is we did a story, I don't know what, about 2 weeks ago now, I guess, about how names influence people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, yours is sort of a double dose, because on the one hand it's many, like manly, but it's also Emmanuel.
That's right. Yeah.
So you get double dose.
Uh huh.
I only get one. I get Joy, but that's a pretty. It took me years before I really figured out that Joy was, that when, because it's my name, and you don't see your name as, an adjective or an adverb or even it's just your name.
Right. Yeah.
But it turns out it's very hard to go around not being, like last night I was running late, so I went tearing into the theater, and I ran into the publicist whom I've known for a long time. He said, "Are you okay?" Because I'm usually all smiley face, and I was fine. I just was running a little bit late and was a little. So if your name is Joy, you are not allowed to go in and look frazzled, apparently. You're allowed to go in and look cheerful and happy at all times. And I suppose you have to be. Well, I suppose. So, do you feel that there's a certain responsibility to your name?
To some degree, yeah. I mean, it's. I mean, considering the meaning of it, I always feel like, well, I I don't know if I have to live up to it, but I just, I feel like I have to be a good person because of what Emmanuel means.
It works for me. Yeah. You have to behave. All right, we'll talk about names when we return. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'd actually have a question. Yesterday, I was corresponding with somebody, and I got the dates mixed up. I sort of, which isn't all that easy. I was sort of talking about some dates in March, and I wrote down February, and she wrote me back an email saying, "You mean in March?" Capital letters. And I thought, well, gee, she's been kind of cranky, till I looked at my own email and thought, oh no, you messed this up.
Uh-oh.
And then I got an email bright and early this morning for somebody sort of inviting me someplace on Monday the 25th. Well, so it either could be Monday or it could be the 25th, but it could not be both. So maybe Mercury is retrograde again, that everybody is messing up all sorts of relevant data. All right, so I thought what we'd do... did you see, speaking of relevant data, that... Time Warner now had to apologize. It turns out there was a third-party vendor that was taking the bills from customers and changing from their first names to pejorative terms. My phone bill comes addressed to Joyce, and I've been trying to... My name has never been Joyce. It's always been Joy.
It's never been Joyce, ever.
Never, ever, ever. No, my name has always been Joy. It's not a nickname.
I wonder how they got it.
I think they just weren't paying any attention, and they just J-O-Y and then C-E, or maybe it's spell checked or something, and I've been trying for a year to get it changed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I call up and say it's an insult, and I want a year's full free cable. Margie. Hopefully this is your name. We're getting your name right. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown. I am so happy that I can speak to you. I've been following you for years, and I found you again.
Well, yay.
Oh, my God, on the GNC. Yay! I have a question for you. Okay, I have a 26-year-old daughter, which she graduated from Syracuse University in 2010. And she's behaving now, let's say, like a 16-year-old, where she just can't hold a job. And she lives by herself. She does live, she moved out of the house when she was like 22. But I don't see as a mother her, getting some, her circle of friends has been the same since she was like 18, 19, and she's not mature. I don't see her like that. And we have.
All right.
Like,
let me talk to you just a second, Marge. All right. So she's a college graduate at this moment. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. She and she's not living at home.
She's not even at home. No.
Does she ask you for money?
She doesn't ask me, like, let's say, she does. And I have pulled her out of the hole lots of times, like a lot. But the
how
thing
much,
is that...
Wait. How much money have you loaned it to her? Have you given it to her? What's the situation?
I loaned her money about maybe 2 years ago. And
how much did you loan her?
About $5,000.
And what was that for?
And that was because she was going to be moving. She had a roommate, then that came up, and she moved by herself.
Okay.
So she needed deposit money, and it was a loan. It was supposed to be a loan.
Has she paid you back?
We had an agreement that she was going to pay me back $50 a week, and I wrote a piece of paper and I had an agreement. She paid me twice. She was paying me for twice.
So she owes you
like $100.
She owes you $4,900.
That was the first shot, yes.
Okay.
Has she
asked to borrow any money since then?
Yes.
Have you loaned it to her?
Yes.
Why?
Why? Because of the fact that she had lost her job. And she wasn't going to come back home, and she had, like, all these other excuses or whatever. It took me a while. I said no. It took me a while, and I kept saying no.
How much did you loan her the second time?
The second time, I loaned her about maybe another $4,000 or $5,000? But yes. Can I just tell you one little thing? Before I did this, it was like I didn't want to do it the second time because of the fact that the first time, it was like I thought that she was very irresponsible because she just stopped paying me and no explanation at all. And she took many trips. She went to Vegas. She went to Miami. She went to San Diego.
Margie, there's no doubt in my mind she did all this.
Yeah,
so why did you loan her the money the second time?
Because I'm a stupid mom.
Well, I mean, listen,
Margie,
wait a minute. Just stop for a minute.
Uh-huh.
Your complaint with your daughter, as I understand it, is that she's immature.
Yes.
You are helping her to remain immature. Yes. You said, I mean, you started it off right. I'm not sure why you need $5,000 to move, but nevertheless, let's assume that. And I certainly would have asked for a breakdown of costs, because it probably cost her, you know, probably $400 or $500 to move, and the rest of it went for trips to Las Vegas and manicures and some new shoes and
true.
Well, but Margie, don't say true to me. This is what you allowed this to happen.
No. But this is what's happening now. This is the reason I'm calling you. I'm giving you a history of the story.
All right.
Now.
So she owes you basically $10,000, which she's not paid back.
Yes, she owes me about right. So okay. So then now she's deciding that she can't hold a job. I mean, I don't know what's going on with this kid. Whatever. She's still, like I said, she's like 16. I didn't have this problem with her when she was 16. Now I am. But this is the thing. Because of all the issues that have been going on this year, since $10,000 or whatever, she came on and saying that she wanted to come back home to move back.
Nope. Don't let her do it.
So listen. Yeah. No. This is why I'm calling you, because I really need to clear myself out of this. I said no. She couldn't come back because she wasn't mature. It was my house, my rules. And I wasn't gonna put up with it anymore. The thing was that I'm calling you because I snapped. I was so angry because, you know, I was holding back of all this, you know, $5,000 and then another $5,000, and she's owing me $10,000. And now I see that she's continuing with the same pattern. I blew up. I just like, you know, I was screaming and shouting, and I'm upset about that. And I wanted to ask you why, you know, I'm definitely said she can move back in. Do whatever you want. Your life, your world, your 26, your run until I'm done. And I'm calling you because I know that, you know, you can give me some kind of like, you know, tell me something of knowing that I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just like keeping
away. Wait. All right. First of all, when did the blow up happen?
The blow up happened 2 weeks ago.
Have you talked to each other since then?
Well, I text her, I email her, I said, good morning, how are you, how are you feeling, that's it. She will not speak, maybe, no.
Okay, so where is she at this moment?
She's in her apartment.
All right, does she have a job?
She has a job, yes.
Okay. How many kids do you have?
I only have one child.
And this is her?
Yes.
Are you with her dad?
Yes.
Okay. Does he have the same outlook on her that you do? As whatever, you know, we'll say no, and then the third time we'll say yes.
Yes, he's more than me. Yes, he said okay. Yes.
All right. Let's look at the situation. Does yelling at your kid make much sense? Well, no, but at least you got the message across that enough is enough. Mm-hmm. So let me put you on hold, right. And we'll figure out what we do now, because I think that's really what your question is. All right, hang on for me. 855-993-7569. Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Margie, who's got a 26-year-old daughter who's a college graduate who tends to be a little less than responsible, especially in her economic levels, and she's borrowed a lot of money from her mom. She borrowed basically $5,000 twice and paid back about $100 of it. And Margie, what was the occasion of the blow up? What sort of triggered that?
Well, the blow up was because I was sick. I was homesick for about 5 days. I had bronchitis, and my husband was there, and my husband was reprimand her because of the fact that she wasn't helping around. She wasn't helping me come, try to see what was going on.
Yeah.
She did come to visit, and it was like a hotel. You know, she puts, you know how it is. She was not being...
Well, she doesn't see herself as having responsibilities to you.
Exactly. So she went, to make a long story, so she went to the Poconos for the weekend, for the whole weekend with her friends. I mean, but then again, she's owing
right,
me money.
All right. So then she came back and went and...
She came back that Monday from afternoon after she came from work, and she came to visit. So, you know, she goes in the house and she just pretends like, oh, you know, I need to make copies of my degree, my diploma, da da da. And I told her, I just blew up. I said, listen, you know, this is the pattern with you. You go out. You're irresponsible. You go have fun. You know, what are you doing going to the Poconos with your friends? You're supposed to be, you know, paying your bills and doing what you got to do. Oh, you know, she blew up. What are you talking about? I have a degree, and you never, you know, you don't never believe. Well, what I'm doing, da da da, and it just came back to everything.
Okay.
It's
okay,
like, yeah, what are you doing
okay.
with yourself? Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. All right. The bad news is it's probably not the best way to have a dialogue with somebody for having both of you
yeah.
hollering at each other.
Yeah,
on the other hand,
mm-hmm.
you finally put on your big girl pants.
Yeah.
And said, you know, look, enough. And, okay, so let her be mad at you for a while. Because maybe mad at you means she's not going to ask you for money. She's not,
right.
maybe this was, look, I really don't recommend yelling as a way of
That's
dealing
I'm
with problems.
Because this is not what I didn't want.
Stop talking.
Yeah.
Stop talking.
Yeah, okay.
I know it's not the way to do it. But it at least put a line in the sand. Because
mm-hmm.
what you've taught your daughter is that no matter that you'll give her a hard time, but you'll basically give in. And
True.
It sounds to me that at least this she got the idea that you're not going to be quite such a pushover. And now all you have to do is two things,
mm-hmm.
because
okay.
anger has its own energy supply, so it's an easy crutch. But you're going to have to figure out how to be as strong when you're not yelling at her as you are when you are yelling at her, because basically the two of you sound like you could have the same DNA, that both of you are kind of drama queens, and it takes, you have a longer fuse than she does, but it's the same basic phenomenon. So I would let her alone. I would send her an occasional email or text that just says, how you doing, love you, thinking of you, but don't, and at some point, if the two of you are ever talking with each other again, which you will, hopefully not because she's borrowing more money, but to say, look, my yelling at you was inappropriate. That I don't, temper tantrums are really not a very nice way of interacting with somebody. But, at least it was a sign to me and to you that this has to stop. I have to find a way of being as strong when I'm not yelling at you as I was when I was yelling, because I'm not doing you any good. I'm not doing you any favors by loaning you large amounts of money, knowing you're not going to pay them back, making you feel badly about not paying it back, but giving you more money. So let's figure out if we can figure out a way to be mother and daughter, that I can help you in ways that are not financial, that you can not treat me as the bank of mom, that you run your own life, so I can be proud of you, I can commend you, I can be supportive of you, but you're going to have to find your own way financially. I'm not going to be the bank of Margie anymore, where you can come and borrow undocumented amounts of money, never pay it back, and know that I'll come and give you more money. I'm not going to give you any more money, okay, until you've paid back the $10,000. And you're going to have to write that down someplace. Because she's going to, and don't say unless it's an emergency, because then she'll just make something an emergency. At 26 with a college degree, she needs to learn to live within her means. And that may mean that she has a couple of crummy part-time jobs. It may be, whenever somebody says, well, there are no jobs, it's a crummy economy, there's always some character who's got three jobs and is...
Yeah.
So your daughter has to learn some self-reliance, and she says, well, you don't support me.
Mm-hmm.
And she's right, because what you do, but every time you give her money, you're really saying, you can't do this for yourself, I need to take care of you. And when she's 16, that's one thing, but you can't both treat her like a 16-year-old and then criticize her for acting like a 16-year-old, and that's what you've been doing. Because you don't want to run the risk of her ire. And it took you feeling sick and her doing something completely selfish when you could have used some help for you to say, I'm done. You know, you're not treating me like a daughter should, so I'm not going to treat you like a mother should. Well, that's not a definition. I'm not sure that daughters should have to take care of mothers, and I'm not sure that mothers should have to support daughters. But that's the kabuki dance the two of you have worked out.
Yes.
So this is as much your issue as it is hers.
Right.
Do I think hollering at your kid is a good idea? It's not, because you don't want to be hollered at by her either. However, it did accomplish two important things. It did back her off, which is not a bad thing, but you can't feel guilty enough about it. You need to apologize to her at some point, not for what you said, but how you said it. And then you need to say, we need to figure out a way for me to be supportive and you not to treat me as the bank of Margie, as a large, unsecured, no interest forever loan. So the two of you need to begin working this out, but you need to remind yourself of how it felt to stand up to your daughter. And what you're going to have to do is stand up to your daughter and say, honey, I love you dearly. I think you're gorgeous. I think you're smart. I'm willing to help you look at your resume. You're always welcome to have Sunday dinner here. I'm not going to loan you any more money.
Okay, so what happens if she, like, because she's been thinking in the back of her head that it's okay for her to come back home.
Well, but that's you've already said fine. No to that. You've already said no.
We said no.
Well, so just keep it saying no. That okay. No, you can, you know, that you, I, and ordinarily I'd give you first and last month's rent in an apartment someplace, but I've already given you $10,000.
Yes.
That's a lot of first and last month's rent. So you get a job. Where is she staying now?
She has her own place, her own apartment. She's struggling for, you know, paying her rent or whatever.
So why would she move back home?
Because she's saying that it's like the job that she wants to catch up with her bills, and she
tough.
Thinks that.
Then get another job.
Yeah.
Don't, Margie, do it.
That's what I said to her. No, that's what I said to her. The reason why I'm calling is because I need to just confirm what I
well,
said.
Well, but listen, I'm not arguing with what you said. I'm arguing with how you said it.
How I said it.
Which
yeah,
means you're going to have to. Well,
bothering me.
But you're acting like a 16-year-old too. That's what 16-year-olds
really?
Do. Is they have temper tantrums. You're not allowed to be a 16-year-old any more than she is. So you need to say to her calmly and quietly, "I love you. I have great faith in you. I think you're brilliant. I think you you may need to find another job to pay some of your expenses right now, but I have faith in you.
Okay.
And no, you can't come and live at home because it's not going to work for either of us. I'm going to want to know where you are. You're going to have to do chores around the house. You're going to have to pay rent. So it's not going to do any good for you to move home. Let's figure out how you can, I'll sit you with a budget. And maybe one of the things that you should think about doing is investigating. I don't know if you have a bank or a banker that you really trust, because you can probably find some service to do this and to pay it instead of giving her a gift certificate to the Apple store or something. Give her a gift certificate for somebody who will help her get her budget in line. But banks quite often... Pardon?
My husband and I did that with the bank, and monthly we're giving her $200 for rent, towards her rent.
Well, I don't think that's a very terrifically good idea either.
Well,
but, I mean, that's another $2,400 a year.
The thing is that she did go down. She did, you know, we went down her budget, and we figured out that, you know, she's working in trips.
Well, but Margie, you didn't hear me say that you go over the budget with her, because she's not going to listen to you. She knows you're a pushover.
Yeah.
It should be somebody who's a professional. And either
you really think I'm a pushover, really? Is that being a pushover?
Is well, but not, the point is, Margie, she's not going to hear it from you,
no,
and she may
not.
Or may not hear from. I mean, she may not hear from a banker, but at least it's an impartial source, and at least she figures she's not going to be able to hit them up for more money. I mean, you have no idea what her budget is. She told you what her budget was, so she could get $200 a month out of you.
Bye. Okay.
You want your daughter to be self-reliant, yet you're doing everything you can to make her dependent on you.
Okay.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
And just keep away for now anyway.
Well, and understand, I think you do earn an apology, but you also are going to have to be tough with her. So you might as well apologize up front so she doesn't use that for guilt. All right?
Yeah,
but not for what you said, but how you said it. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. We have a little bit of time in this hour, and then I've got a half hour in the next hour. And you can say, well, why would you only have a half hour? Because it's that time of the week where we do It's Broken, Let's Fix It. So there. So we have a little bit of time here. If you need to talk with me, you need to sort of pony on up and either call me right now or at the beginning of the next hour. All right? So clearly an idea whose time has come. I think there have been like seven stories in the last maybe week and a half about self-driving cars about whether or not Apple is actually putting together one. And so this is the latest story. There are actually two or three today. It turns out they're saying in Sweden in the next 2 years, by 2017, they're going to be testing self-driving automobiles in Gothenburg.
Wow.
Yeah, 2 years, maybe less than that. I mean, it says 2017, so it could be as little as, well, we're in the second month, so it could be in under 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Entering uncharted territory in the field of autonomous driving, taking the exciting step to a public pilot with the ambition to enable ordinary people to sit behind the wheel in normal traffic on public roads has never been done before. I would do that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Would you try one?
Yeah, I'd try one. I'd give it a shot.
100 Volvo users will be asked to test the self-driving vehicles on Gothenburg's public roads. The test is part of the Volvo Drive Me project, whose vehicles will be equipped with sensors, intelligent braking systems, cloud-based positioning platforms, and steering technologies. Setting them on autopilot will let the car take over driving and allows the driver to do other things like read a book, compose text messages, or apply makeup, or basically what they're already doing without self-driving cars. I just add that. Those that still want to drive their own car can switch between autonomous and active driving. The research and development still has a lot to do. A few of the biggest challenges are making the car respond to crossing pedestrians. Oops. Unexpected road scenarios and other cars that cut in front of the autonomous vehicle. I mean, but those are the same issues we've got when we're driving our own car. It's when it's not difficult to build and demonstrate a self-driving car, but this car has to be safe for it to make a great impact. Must have a great design, must be safe, robust, and affordable. But I would definitely try that. The question is, would you do it on the highway? I mean, on sort of, you know, little country roads, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, depending on how safe it is. I mean, you want basically.
I'd want to test it out on regular roads and maybe country roads first before.
Yeah, or parking lots.
Yeah.
I learned to drive in a cemetery, which I think most people did, because there's no one to hurt. you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
Anybody that you hit has already sort of bought the farm. They're saying that Google and Apple are moving to line up Detroit area companies to help build self-driving cars. Hmm. Apple's automotive endgame is to build a self-driving car to compete with Google and Uber in the growing ride-hailing trade. Well, that's kind of cool. Reactions have been split between yays and nays on Apple's rumored first venture outside of consumer electronics, with the company's acolytes cheering the prospect of owning an iCar and critics warning that auto manufacturing could be a cash-burning dead end for the company. Listen, with all that money, why not try it? You go, guys.
Yeah.
The idea of an iCar is nothing new. It's well documented that Apple co-founder, CEO, and tech icon Steve Jobs had dreams of the company building a car someday. The C-suite at One Infinite Loop is stacked with automotive enthusiasts, including Eddie Q, Senior VP of Internet Software and Services and a member of Ferrari's Board of Directors, and Phil Schiller, SVP of Worldwide Marketing, whose Twitter bio lists Apple, sports cars, science, and rock and roll among his favorite things. John Ive examined the longtime Apple design guru's automobile obsession and mentioned his close friendship with celebrated industrial designer and fellow car buff Mark Newson, who joined Apple last year and previously created a concept car for Ford. Listen, I think it's great. While the iCar has been a rumor for several years, the timing is perfect for Apple to enter the automotive market for several reasons, and more importantly, gain a foothold in future transportation technology. New cars are quickly becoming more like computers, with processing powers and connectivity as important as creature comforts and horsepower to many buyers. Traditional automakers have been struggling with in-car tech and have recently moved to turn their infotainment interfaces over to Apple CarPlay and Google's Android Auto. And brand loyalty was once a staple of auto sales has been dropping, particularly among the coveted millennial car buyers. Another factor at play is the car ownership model is predicted to undergo dramatic changes due to a perfect storm of increasing urbanization, a drop in young people obtaining driver's license. Did you know that?
No,
I didn't know that. And the growth of car and ride-sharing services. Google and Uber are already making big bets on autonomous cars becoming robo-taxis to allow urban dwellers to get around without ever owning a car. That would be me. For Google and Apple, a lucrative business model in a shrinking personal vehicle market could be a robo-taxi service that harvests data on a user's travel habits, shopping preferences, possibly in lieu of charging a fare. Love that! Talk about Apple extending its walled garden. And while Apple is still making record profits selling portable devices, critics have called for the company to diversify. And Apple can't simply sit on the sidelines as its chief rival, Google, makes investments in the future of transportation. Going from making portable devices to making cars may be a stretch with the complexity, resources, government regulation, and long product times involved, but Apple's shown it has a knack for disrupting existing business models. The Apple car, the Apple iCar isn't a minivan, hopefully, has been reported and photographed around Silicon Valley. That's surely not what Steve Jobs had in mind. No, I think something like, a sports car. That would be really cool. Yeah. I mean, looking really cute and stuff like that. That'd be very good. So, but I mean, that's two or three articles today. There have been, I mean, in the last week or so, as I said, last 10 days, there have been maybe seven or eight of them. So I think it would be great. I'm a great fan. First of all, it decreases carbon footprints. It decreases issues about oil addiction, car ownership. I mean, it takes some of the problems off highways. Uber now has a thing that you get, I think you could ride for much less if you share. So that even private cars, when you share, are going to be much more cost effective. I think it's great. The only thing that we're all going to have to do is on the weekends. See, if I were going to be in the franchise business, what I would do is I would buy up some vacant land and I would go and get like 1952 Chevys. I'd go to Cuba and get all those Chevys and overhaul them, and so you could run them, you could drive fast around tracks and crash into things. Oh, wait a minute, that already happens in the city. Never mind, forget about that. It's already being done. Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, I think being able to go fast and crash into things is still pretty much fun, bumper cars. But the idea of being able to have a hands-free, safe, affordable, non-owned method of transportation that gets you around quickly, easily, and efficiently, I mean, how cool would that be? Safely.
Exactly.
And clearly, I mean, it's clearly an idea whose time has come. I think there's been a story on it. You're the ones who helped me pull stories. Would you say there's been one almost every other day for about the last couple weeks?
Seems like it, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they're just reprinting the same one over and over again, but we're game. 855-99-DR-JOY. If you need to talk with me, give me a holler. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with a sacral wedgie.